dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 KPHX AM in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric, Trisha. And this is the great song by
Cecil
Robert
song.
Goulet singing National Anthem.
Out of luck.
Oh, that's not
it. No, it is Stu's song.
Oh, I thought it was Cecil's song.
Cecil's song.
Well, Cecil the Lion.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Cecil.
Oh, Cecil the Lion. Lion King. Right. We have comments about Lion King and stuff. From
Dave, you
movie.
Don't know about Cecil?
That's the
no.
dentist that's, killed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I heard about that. That is like.
He just wasn't on terrible. A first name basis with Cecil because big cats kind of make him nervous.
Yeah, big cats.
Yeah, but.
Cougars.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Cougars.
He is a big dog. So.
Cougars. Leslie Mann. Stu song.
Dog.
Ed Helms singing Stu's song from The Hangover.
He was singing that?
Yeah.
Good voice.
So, but just, I'm going to say some names. Steele Stubbins.
Everything just goes horribly. That's my favorite part. You think that everything might go okay. Right when you think it's okay, something horrible happens.
Skylar Gazondo.
From the time I was really young, I loved watching movies, period, so I'd seen all the vacation films, and by the time the audition came around for the role in the new film, I was very familiar with the Griswold universe, and I thought it was so cool to be kind of a part of cinematic history and this family that's just, you know, for 30 years, so well known. And then going into the film, like moving forward, once we started to work, I referenced the films a little bit, but they're also completely new characters, and it's very different than the original Vacation, in that it's this new, modern family. And so I almost wanted to make sure what I was creating in James was super original and, like, it was different and new. So none of us, I don't think, really referenced it too distinctly in our character choices.
Ed Helms.
Beverly D'Angelo and Chevy Chase are royalty. And as far as we're concerned, so to have them on board this movie, it just was like, da da da, the king and the queen walking onto the set, and they created the Griswolds. You know, they just created this whole thing and brought it to life. And I feel like it just feels like such an exciting privilege to be in the same universe that they created. Chevy has been just a profound influence on my entire life. I do what I do in part because of Chevy Chase and Steve Martin and Martin Short and all those. I just named the Three Amigos, I just realized. But those guys, among others, are the reasons I do what I do. So to meet Chevy and get to work with him, it was huge thrill.
Christina Applegate.
We of course are all huge fans of Vacation and the saga that it was, and that's why we're all here, because of Chevy and Beverly, and we were so lucky to have them be a part of it. And you know, aside from Vacation, I'm a huge Beverly D'Angelo fan. I've Hair's like one of my favorite movies of all time. And I wanted to be her when I was a little girl. See, I have a different, like, Ed wanted to be Chevy Chase. I wanted to be Beverly D'Angelo when I was a little girl from Hair. And I was just, like, insanely thrilled. And then, of course, you know, growing up watching Chevy and everything that he's ever done, and his brand of comedy is unlike anybody else. You know, he invented what everybody else is trying to do. So to be able to sit at a dinner table scene with the two of them was just one of my greatest joys. It was pretty cool.
Beverly D'Angelo.
There's something about Clark Griswold that's, you know, it's in our culture.
for the dad to, you know, want to overcome, like, you know, against all odds, he's going to achieve a dream. And that's like, it's a very American thing. And somehow I think the Griswold family kind of embodies that. The two kids, the suburban life, the quest for, you know, to do something for the family.
Chevy Chase.
I can't think of anything more fun to do at this time than to get back into this character. I feel it. I feel like I just fell right back into character easily. Clark was my first character in a film, and it was given to me by Harold Ramis. And we worked a long time on that script, about a year. And, you know, I didn't really quite know how to play him, but Harold just did it for me, you know, just on the first day of shooting. And I just immediately fell into him. I could see what it was. It was a very optimistic, mediocre guy who would like to think he's better than that, but he's loving, it just became easy for me, and I think he's really a character that I can fall right into. Fletch was much more me. There isn't an ounce of cynicism in Clark Griswold. Whereas Fletch was all, you know, sarcasm and cynicism, I'm very close to that character, and I love doing it again. It's just great, a lot of fun.
Ed Helms.
The Griswold family is every family, you know, in the same sense that like a Jack Lemmon is kind of every man. The Griswolds kind of represent just middle America. They're well-intentioned, they're decent people with good values, that they generally want to do right, and they want to have a happy life and be a happy family, but the world makes that really hard sometimes. And I think what sets Rusty apart a little bit is just how hard he's willing to fight to make it right, and to make sure the family does have fun and that they love each other. And sometimes it doesn't even matter if they're actually having fun, as long as they're actually just smiling and saying that they're having fun. That's almost enough for Rusty sometimes.
Dave, we have just like a minute in this segment, so who is this hour brought to us
that
by?
That is right. Our favorite, Alexander All Care Automotive. Definitely visit him. I have someone right now I sent to him this morning, actually, and 3310 East Thomas. Great mechanic, there's no question. Known him for years. I like the trustworthiness, and call him at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. You won't regret it.
My muffin button.
Your muffin.
My muffin button on my fob isn't working.
You
will
have
he
muffin
fix that?
Button?
Will
What's
he fix
a muffin
that?
Button?
Because when I push it.
Yeah, what is a muffin button?
Oh, when you push it.
When I push it, the you know things happen.
Yeah, but at first we thought it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But then, well, if you have too many muffin,
don't
pushes,
push the button. The
I don't
muffin
think
button twice.
You push things like that. There's a different technique you can use.
Well, you know what?
No, really. No.
It's called third base. Allentown, Ed Helms.
I love Allentown.
from The Hangover Part 2.
Billy Joel. Come on, let's sing this one. I love this one.
When we woke up in the wasted and drunk.
You always want to sing things I don't know the words to.
Oh, Billy Joel.
And a muffin.
And of course, in the original Vacation, no, that doesn't go. But, you know, Chris Lee Brinkley was in the original. And this is a Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Roasting marshmallows on a stick. I got in the by a girl with a